Welcome to the Checked Kicks podcast. I am your host, Josue Jimenez, and let's get right into it. This weekend, Saturday, March 6th, UFC 259 is our championship triple header. I mean, this is early candidate for fight card of the year. The main card starts off with Thiago Santos and Alexander Rakic. Then we have Islam Makhachev, who is, a lot of people are claiming or saying, is the heir to Khabib's throne, basically. You know, the next guy who's gonna take over for him, versus Drew Dober. We have our first championship fight in Piotr Jan versus Aljamain Sterling. And then we have the co-main event, which is the greatest women's MMA fighter that we've seen in Amanda Nunes versus Megan Anderson. And then our main event, Jan Blachowicz and the middleweight champ moving up to challenge for the light heavyweight belt, Israel Adesanya. So let's start off with the first title championship fight, Piotr Jan versus Aljamain Sterling. This is a very, very, this is probably the most interesting one out of the three, because, you know, styles make fights. Piotr Jan hasn't, you know, really been tested outside of maybe like that first round against Jose Aldo for the belt in his last fight. Aljamain Sterling is probably, arguably, the best grappler in the division. So my pick for this fight is Aljamain Sterling. Piotr Jan, like I just said, hasn't really been tested in the grappling department. And Aljamain Sterling is definitely going to challenge that. Where Piotr has the advantage is in the hands. And I think for him to win it, he's going to have to keep this in boxing range. Aljamain Sterling has the funky, you know, striking style. He throws kicks from weird angles, and he throws them often. And once he gets on top of you, this dude is like a wet blanket. Not in the sense like the old school style where the wrestler gets on top of you and just kind of holds you down and sits in your full guard. He's like a wet blanket where he will not let you up at all once he gets you down, and he's hard to shake off. And he goes for the finish. He's not just trying to sit in your full guard. He's trying to pass the half guard, side control. He wants to take your back, and he wants to get that rear naked choke and finish you. What Aljamain Sterling needs to do is test his grappling early. He needs to get that takedown early, because as the fight goes on, Piotr gets stronger and stronger. I mean, we see it in we saw it in his last fight against Aldo, where he started off a little slow, and then the second round came, and he really, really picked it up, and then I believe it went to the third round. I think it was a third round TKO, but he really came out strong in that fight. So Piotr is one of those guys that gets stronger as the fight goes on. Aljamain, he, you know, from start to finish, he's on you. So I think for Aljo to win, he has to get the takedown. He can't stand and just purely box with him, you know, just throw hands. He's going to have to set up his takedowns with those kicks. And Piotr's going to have to be ready for that. So I'm picking Aljamain Sterling by second round rear naked choke to be the new bantamweight champion. Co-main event, we have Amanda Nunes facing Megan Anderson. Amanda Nunes is, as of right now, the women's MMA GOAT. She's the best we've ever seen. She's beaten all of them. So, I mean, her wins over Ronda Rousey, Miesha Tate, Holly Holm. She has 2 wins over the flyweight champ, Valentina Shevchenko, and she's dismantled almost everyone that's been put in front of her. And Megan Anderson, I think she's gone 2-2 or 2-1 or something like that. I think she's 2-2 in the UFC, if I'm not mistaken. She's the former Invicta featherweight champ, where this is kind of interesting because I think this is one of the first fights or one of the very few fights where Amanda doesn't have the size advantage. Usually she can go in there and she can it's almost like she bullies you with her strikes. And Megan Anderson is a true featherweight. She cuts down to make 145. I think she's like 6 foot, 6'1", and Amanda's 5'8". So this is one of the very few fights, might be the first fight, where she doesn't have the size advantage. And I think that's going to play a big part because with that size advantage, I think Megan's going to have to keep her at the end of her punches and kicks. And she's going to have to, you know, keep her on the outside, keep Amanda on the outside. And for Amanda to win, I think she's going to, for me, this is how I see it, she's going to have to eat those legs early up. She's going to have to throw lots of leg kicks early and to slow Megan down so that way she can go inside with her hands. I'm going to pick Amanda in this fight. Outside of the size advantage, I don't see anything else where Megan can really challenge her. I'm going to go with third round TKO for Amanda Nunes. And still, you know, I don't know what they're going to do with that featherweight division. I don't really even like calling it a division because there's maybe, 4 or 5, maybe 6 women on the UFC roster with, you know, in that featherweight quotation marks division. So we'll see. Main event. We have Jan Blachowicz and Israel Adesanya. Israel Adesanya is probably by the end of his UFC career, we'll probably be calling him the best striker in MMA history. Some people are already calling him that now, but I think at the end of his career, it'll be solidified. He's moving up from 185 and challenging the 205-pound champion, Jan Blachowicz. Jan has that legendary Polish power. This dude touches you and, you know, it's night-night. I think Israel has to take that same approach he took with Paulo Costa in this fight, where he's going to have to eat those legs up early. He's going to have to throw those leg kicks from the start, and he's going to have to do it often. We saw in Jan Blachowicz's last fight against for the belt against Dominic Reyes where, you know, I went back and I watched it, and there's things that Adesanya can capitalize on where it could be an early night for him. When Jan blitzes in, he has his hands down and he throws like 3, 4, 5 punches at a time, but his hands they're coming almost from the hip and he's coming head first. And Adesanya is a counter striker. So we saw it with Robert Whittaker, where Whittaker would jump in and Adesanya would catch him. And that's how he dropped him. Whittaker jumped right in and Adesanya hit him with that left hook, boom, and dropped him and knocked him out. So I think Jan is going to have to be real careful with those blitzes when he comes in. Also, what Adesanya has to do is, you know, keep it fresh. Keep his strikes real tricky. What he likes to do is throw that right question mark kick, and then throw the right hand right after. And I think, you know, watching his fights and seeing things like that, that's going to be a I think that right hand after that question mark kick is what's going to hurt Jan. And I think Israel is going to win. I don't think by knockout. I think it might go 5 rounds, but I think it's going to be a split decision. I think Jan's going to make it he's going to have to make it a dirty fight. He has that, you know, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. You know, he's a very underrated grappler. And he's the bigger man. I mean, Adesanya's, I think, is a little bit taller. He's got a couple inches of height on him. But Jan cuts to make 205. Israel fights, you know, at 185. And that 20-pound difference is huge. So, I think Jan's going to have to be careful in this fight. He can be beat. He can be knocked out. We've seen him get knocked out. We've seen him get hurt. But I think he's gonna have to make it a dirty fight. He's gonna have to put Izzy up against the fence. He's gonna have to, you know, do a little bit of dirty boxing. I think he's gonna have to make it a gritty, almost boring fight. To take it into the deeper part of the fight in the championship rounds. And I think this fight does go to a decision, but I do think both guys possess the skills to knock the other one out. And I'm going to pick, if I was a betting man, I'd put my money on Adesanya to win this fight and be a double champ. Now, he has said he wants to go back to 185 because that's his division. He wants to rule that with an iron fist. But he still wants that John Jones fight. He's still, you know, I don't know how he'd move up to heavyweight when he said he's going to weigh in for this fight in like the 190s and it's a 205. So I don't know how that'll work out, you know, if it ever does materialize. But we'll see. And I know a lot of the talk, you know, a lot of the media is revolving around Adesanya and what's going to happen. But what about Blachowicz? This dude's the current light heavyweight champ. He can win. He knocks out these 205ers. He can definitely knock out Adesanya, who's moving up in weight. So, I think, you know, next in line is Glover Teixeira. So, you know, he's going to get the winner of this fight. And he matches up well with both of these men. Even at his age, I think he's like 41, 42 years old. And he's never looked better. I mean, the dude can just flat out fight wherever the fight takes place. He's got great hands. He's one of the hardest hitters in the division. Plus, he's one of the better grapplers in the division. And he's always looking for the finish. So, you know, we'll see about this. But those are my picks for the 3 title fights. And let's look at the first 2 fights on the card. Thiago Santos and Alexander Rakic, both explosive, powerful light heavyweights. You know, when I look at Thiago Santos, I don't understand how that dude ever made 185. This dude's a monster for 205. Rakic is another scary dude. But I'm gonna pick Thiago Santos in this one. And we've heard from like his coaches and stuff, saying he was nervous coming into that fight, not against Glover Teixeira, not nervous like as in scared to fight, because I don't think this dude's scared of anyone at all, but you know, coming off that double knee surgery, I think he was nervous about how his body would react. So I think he's gonna come out a little more calm. Just a little bit. I mean, this dude comes out like a train. But I think he'll get it done. I think this fight does end in the first round. I'm gonna pick Thiago Santos first round TKO. And then the second fight on the card, Islam Makhachev, who is the heir apparent to the throne of Khabib, is what a lot of the fighters are saying, versus Drew Dober, who, you know, has quietly knocked out his last 3 opponents. Islam's ranked 14th and Dober's ranked 15th. So these dudes are, you know, right just a couple more fights away from a big matchup against the top six guys. I'm going to go with the underdog. I'm going to pick Drew Dober in this fight. You know, a lot of people are saying Makhachev is the next Khabib. You know, they're training partners. Even Khabib has said Makhachev will rule the division once he gets to that top. But I don't. It's not fair to compare anyone to Khabib because Khabib's in a league of his own. You know, 29-0 has lost maybe a couple rounds in his career as a whole in 29 fights. I'm gonna pick Drew Dober. I think it goes to a decision. But I won't be surprised if he can knock out Makhachev. A lot of people overlooking Dober in this fight, but I'm gonna put money on the underdog here. So I'm gonna pick Drew Dober by decision to win this fight. Hey everyone, thank you for listening to this episode. Be sure to check out on Tuesdays where I talk about my personal top five lists, whether it's KO, submission, fight, fighter, you know, things like that, and break down why they're my favorites. And every Friday where I preview the upcoming fight card and review the previous fight card. And stay tuned in.